What's going on? It's 10 here with Conversational Skills, the podcast for people by a person just trying to open and continue the dialogue we need. So this week, I wanted to talk about black hair, the black African-American hair experience, specifically for women, just because I am a woman. That's how I identify and live in this world. So I can really speak from, I can only speak from that viewpoint and that experience. I'm in a place right now where I am so in love with my hair journey. I am so in love with my hair right now. Obviously, you can't see me if you're just listening to the podcast, unless you follow me on Instagram or anything like that. I am 7 months. I just hit my 7th month mark of dreadlocking my hair. And for those of you who don't know what dreadlocking is, pretty much it's just you don't comb it. That's the shorthand of it. Your natural hair, you just don't ever comb it. You kind of let it do what it does. And obviously there are different methods to that, but short version of it, you don't comb it. And it just locks up on itself. And I am incredibly proud of myself, and I'm excited for where I am in my hair journey and in my lock journey. And it's just, I'm really excited just because I know the struggle of being a loose natural. I know the struggle of like having permed hair, and I'm still seeing in the world and in culture the struggle that young black girls and even adult black women have with their hair being accepted in society and in culture. And I just kind of wanted to bring it up because like I watched this little documentary earlier that was just kind of just like celebrating black hair and celebrating the diversity of it, you know, because I even with my journey growing up, like I grew up a very like natural human being. Like my mom wasn't one who like wore makeup all the time. And if she did, it was very light makeup. And like she was a very like natural woman. So I very much kind of like I followed her lead in that. You know what I mean? So like I don't wear makeup. I'm not really a girly girl. Like I don't dress up. I don't ever really do my hair if I don't have to. You know what I mean? Like even when I was a loose natural, like I was wearing buns all the time and put my hair up. And and it's so weird because it's like I struggled a lot even with like wearing fake hair. Like that was a big struggle of mine for like a really long time. And I kind of took a leap of faith and just was like, you know what, I'm just going to try and just see it because I just didn't want to be bothered with my hair at the time. Ended up loving it and realizing that I'm like, all right, I can only do this like maybe like once a year, once every other year. And it's worked out because it costs too much money anyway. And even the conclusion that I came to even dreadlocking my hair now was because I decided to get like the crochet, like faux locks. And I just loved the look on me. And I liked the way I felt about myself. Like I bred a new kind of confidence that I didn't have with my loose curls, with my loose naturals and my loose natural hair. And you know, obviously people treated me differently because I'm carrying myself differently. So it was just like a whole different vibe that I was like totally for. I think the only thing that like made me uncomfortable was the fact that I was like getting so much attention from men, but that's another issue for another day. And obviously, you know, like once I took the crochet locks out, the fake ones, I cut my hair a couple times. And then, you know, after that, I was like, you know what? I don't really know what to do with it. I don't know. I was like, I don't want to keep the fro, but I don't want to cut it again. I'm not in the mood to dye it, which is odd for me. I dye my hair literally. I used to dye my hair like literally every year, every other year. And my friend was just like, dude, like, why don't you just lock it? You've been talking about doing this for like ever. Like, you might as well just go ahead and do it. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to go ahead and do that. You know, because there's so many people that I look up to that have it, that have locks. And, you know, it's becoming more of a, to the rest of society, it's becoming more socially acceptable, you know. But at the same time, I'm still deeply saddened by the way that we are still treating black, specifically black young girls who are trying to be proud of themselves and have pride in their identity and in who they are naturally, and it still be taboo, you know what I mean? Which I'm just like, that's dumb. If your hair is naturally straight, cool, rock your straight hair. If your hair is naturally curly, what is the issue with that? You know what I mean? And especially because there are white people, Latina people, Asian people who have naturally curly hair. Maybe not Asian people as much, but white people with naturally curly hair. I know so many, I have Jewish friends who have naturally curly hair, like very curly hair at that. So it's just like the fact that that is socially acceptable, and a young black girl whose curls just may be a little bit tighter than yours has, you know, gets suspended from school and gets expelled from school, or a kid who has dreadlocks has to get them cut off in order to wrestle in a match. I'm just like, bro, like that, like that still wilds me out a little bit. Like I'm very appalled by that and surprised that like this is still a problem. You know what I mean? Because we've come so far. Because I remember like when I went natural, like I went natural when I was like 18. Excuse me, like 18, 19 years old, because it was the popular thing to do at the time. And it was a good, that was one of the things that I'm like, yes, I can rock with pop culture on this, because it's like, we're just getting down to the basics. We're getting down to the root of who we are. And like, yeah, it requires a lot more work and a lot more attention, a lot more products and a lot more time and all these other things. But it's like, all right, like that, like, but this is still the, at the end of the day, this is who we are. This is a part of our culture. You know what I mean? And the fact that, like, I don't know, man, it bogs my mind. It really does, that it's still becoming a problem, because the way that I feel right now, even the only being 7 months in, and obviously, like, my locks are not that long, that like I have so much more confidence in myself, and like, and I'm not saying that like I could literally still shave my head today. I'm not saying that my hair makes up who I am, you know, to quote NDIRE, I am not my hair. But I feel differently about myself when I have a good relationship with my hair. And I feel like everyone deserves that, no matter what color you are, no matter what race you are, no matter how you identify, like whatever, even amongst men, even with the theys, like they, like everyone should be able to have a good relationship with their hair. And no one, absolutely no one has a right to interfere with that. You know what I mean? You really only fear the things that you don't understand. So if you don't take the time, and I'm talking to people who are not black, I'm talking to non-black people here, if you don't take the time to understand the things that you are fearful of, then we are going to continue to have the problems that we have. And little girls are still going to be, black little girls are still going to be getting expelled from school and getting detention and getting their hair cut off and all of these things, and having to put all of these products and crap in their hair to bend to what society deems is acceptable, when at the end of the day, they are beautiful exactly the way that they are. You know what I mean? So I really wanted to get that out, and I just wanted to kind of just put my two cents on it. And shout out, and this, I'm going to go a little bit left field here, but just shout out to all of the black women that can rock the weaves and the wigs and all of the stuff. Like, power to y'all. I can't do it. I don't know how y'all put up with it. That stuff is it. Like, even just getting box braids, I'm just like scratching my head every 2 minutes. Correction, I'm patting it. Don't come after me. I didn't scratch it. I just patted it. Power to y'all. Y'all are out here killing it for the extra feminine girls out there. Like, do your thing. Y'all are beautiful. I love it. It looks good. It looks natural to me. I can't tell. Y'all are doing y'all thing out there. But yeah, I just wanted to have this moment of like pride and share a little bit of my confidence and my hair story and my hair journey. And just, you know, remind everybody, man, like, it ain't that deep, y'all. It's just hair. Ain't gonna hurt nobody, ain't gonna kill nobody. So calm down, let people do what they want, man. It's not that deep. All right, I'm gonna get out of here. It's 10. Have a good and blessed day.